Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
74067.
74067. Your first and last name, please.
Ernest Johnson.
And Mr. Johnson, I do see your name. May I have your zip code, excuse me, your address, please, for security, starting with the P.O. Box?
P.O. Box 1546. The ball falls home.
Thank you so much, sir. 1 minute for me, please. Mr. Johnson, thank you for your patience. So I see here, sir, the order for the tactical bag that was shipped to you October 3rd with the shipping and handling for $7.95.
Yes.
And I do see that this also is a online discount store membership where you receive a $125 voucher to shop online. I see a bank has declined much of the payments. How may I help you, sir?
The bank has declined any. Well, I just got a statement from my bank yesterday, and it showed a couple charges on there. And I was going to try to get somebody to take them off there if they would, because they're not supposed to be on there. I mean, that $7.95 is supposed to be on there, I guess, but that other one on the 11th day of October, I guess that's a membership fee or something.
Yes, sir.
That was supposed to be on there.
How much is it that you're seeing, sir?
Hang on just a minute. There's a little bitty print, too. $67.32.
Yes, sir. The company is able to give you a 35% refund for $23.56.
You can't refund all of it?
I'm looking at the company's policy, sir. They're able to give a 50% refund, actually, the highest, for $33.66. That's their highest.
Okay.
Do you want me to give that to process that refund?
Yes. Would you?
Yes, sir.
If you can't process the whole thing, I guess half of it would be.
Yeah, they're.
What are you going to call it? Restocking fee?
Say it, sir. You're going in and out. I can't hear. Say that again, please.
So what do they call that anyway? A restocking fee or something?
So for them, this is. They're dealing with a valid charge. That's what they're dealing with, Mr. Johnson. And so if there's been a charge, then they will refund by courtesy, but they're still trying to make money because it's an order.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me 1 minute, and I'm making sure, sir, to give you – do you have a you need a cancellation number, sir? Okay. When you're ready, let me know, sir.
Ready.
C like Charlie.
Yeah.
then it is 261-877-123.
Okay. But half of it's going to be refunded, correct?
That is correct. In 3 to 5 business days, sir. And your email, curtisjohnson454@gmail.com. You can check the refund notification there. And if you don't see it there, check the spam and the junk mail, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the $7.95 is going to stay on there, right?
So that was the, because that product has been shipped to you, right? In October?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of got tricked into that $67 charge, I guess. Because I would have never done that.
Yeah, these online these online businesses, it's so important to read the terms and conditions.
Yeah. Can you tell me which company that was?
Factory Direct Saving Store.
Factory Direct?
Mm-hmm.
SOS?
Say it again, please.
SOS?
Factory Direct Saving Store.
Okay. I just want to make sure I don't buy anything else from them.
I do understand, Mr. Johnson. Well, listen, thank you for calling customer support, and check for your refund, sir, in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You be well, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.